This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Amma ba'd. The Prophet ﷺ was asked by Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhuma. He said to him, Ya Rasulullah, lam araka tasumu shahran min ash-shuhur ma tasumu min sha'ban. Qala ﷺ, ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. The Prophet ﷺ was asked by Usama ibn Zayd that, O Messenger of Allah, I see that you are fasting a lot in the month of Sha'ban, more than other months, noticeably more. The Prophet ﷺ says that's because this is a month that people are negligent of. They ignore it. It falls between Rajab and Ramadan, and because it falls between two great months, it is perhaps overlooked by people. And this is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises people's actions to be displayed to Him, and I like that my actions are displayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while I'm in a state of fasting. This is a hadith. This is a very small interaction between the Prophet ﷺ and Usama ibn Zayd. But in this small interaction, there is a lot of inspiration that we can seek from this particular narration, and a lot of lessons that we can learn from this particular narration. I'm going to share a few of them with you, inshallah. And hopefully, from this discussion, we can think about how we approach the practice of Islam. The way we approach the practice of our faith that we hold so dear to. The Prophet ﷺ, the first thing to note here, before anything else, is that we are actually in the month of Sha'ban, mere days away from Ramadan. Just a few more days, a couple of weeks, and then it is Ramadan, the most important month of the year. That said, if you look at this particular narration, the Prophet ﷺ, one of the things that we can learn from him, and one of the things that we can seek inspiration from, is he, alayhi salatu wasalam, led by actions. He was a person of action and not talk. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, would do things so much so that people would notice it. He wouldn't just talk about it. He's fasting so much, just voluntary fasts. These are not required fasts, voluntary fasts. So much so that Usama ibn Zayd noticed this and said, what's up with this, Ya Rasulullah? Why are you fasting so much? He would pray so much that optional prayers, nafil prayer at night, that his feet would swell up. To the point where Aisha, his wife, would say, why are you praying so much? وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَرَ. Allah has already forgiven your sins. Why are you praying to the point where your feet start to hurt? And the Prophet would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a thankful servant to my Lord? He was a man of action more than anything else, brothers and sisters. If there is any inspiration we can seek from the Sunnah, this is it. Unfortunately, as people, we talk a lot. We don't do as much. We commit to things, and then our commitment is very, very fickle. How many people have resolutions that they made that they couldn't keep up after a couple of weeks? Things that they promised they'll change in themselves that never get changed. The Prophet ﷺ, let me look at this example from the Prophet. Like, this is an incredible part of his seerah, an incredible part of his life, ﷺ, that when Allah would tell him to do something, it was done. For example, Allah says to him in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qum al-layla illa qaleela. O you who's wrapped up in your cloak, get up and pray at night, except for a little part of the night. Niswahu am inqus minhu qaleela, awzid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila. Once in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him and commanded him, you have to pray at night. And that became the habit of the Prophet ﷺ. Every single night he would pray Qiyamul Layl without fail. To the point where when the night he didn't pray, the night of Muzdalifah in Hajj, that is like a point of note that the scholars write. This is a night the Prophet did not pray Qiyamul Layl. Because every other night he was praying. Just once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him something. And that was it. And that was done. How much, like, now compare that with our lives. And compare that with our sad state. Like, that's where the Prophet left the bar. That's where he left it. That's the excellence that he personified. And for us, how many times do we have to be told, do this, brothers, please park your cars right, put your shoes here, please be nice to the people who are selling fatayr, please be nice to the volunteers. How many times do we have to say these things that should be common sense? And yet, it's the same old story every single week. If there is an inspiration to be sought from the sunnah, it is, we lead by our actions. Our actions speak louder than our words. Our words are empty, they don't mean anything if there's no action behind it. The Prophet ﷺ was known as As-Sadiq Al-Ameen, the truthful, the trustworthy. The truthful, the trustworthy before he became a prophet. Before he preached a word, people knew that this is a man who always spoke the truth and there is no doubt about his integrity. How is it that we as people can expect to be taken seriously and expect our Islam to be something that is worthwhile of inspiration when lying casually is not even something that we think twice about? Just casual, small lies here and there. Before the Prophet told anybody to tell the truth, he was a Sadiq al-Amin for decades. That's called leading by example, leading by action. And this is the inspiration we need to seek from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We gotta do more and talk less. We have to commit ourselves more and talk about that commitment less. Actions first, talk afterwards. The second thing to note here is the Prophet ﷺ says about this month, about the month of Sha'ban, he says, ذَٰلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفَرُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبٍ وَرَمَضَانٍ. This is a time of the month, or a time of the year, that people are negligent. It's actually quite ironic that I would say that people are actually negligent of Rajab as well, and many of us are negligent of Ramadan as well. Unfortunately, that's the state that we find ourselves to be in. But in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, people would take Rajab seriously because Rajab is a sacred month, and they would take Ramadan very seriously because Ramadan is the most important month of the Muslim calendar for Muslims. It's the month of fasting, it's the month of Quran, it's the month of forgiveness, it's the month of charity, okay? And then in between, this month would get kind of lost. So the Prophet is highlighting this point. Now, what I actually wanted to talk about is the virtue or the importance of being devoted to Allah, being committed to the faith, when others are not being committed, when others are actually negligent. This is something that the Prophet ﷺ spoke about and highlighted. Highlighted firstly with his own actions. People aren't doing something, he's doing it. People are slacking, he's not slacking off, ﷺ. Okay? But then he also spoke specifically about it. Once he was with the Sahaba and he started to tear up and cry. The Sahaba were confused that why is he crying? And they asked him, the Prophet said, أَوَدُّ لُقِيَّ إِخْوَانِي. I would like to meet my brothers. The Sahaba said, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Aren't we your brothers? The Prophet said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. You are my companions. You are my disciples. My brothers are the ones who will believe in me without having seen me. The ones who will come after me and believe in me without having seen me. He's talking about us. He was talking about us. And he said then, لِلْعَامِلِ مِنْهُمْ أَجْرُ خَمْسِينَ مِنْكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ. He says, the one who is devoted to their faith, committed to the practice of Islam, from these people, the ones who come after me, the ones who believe in me without having seen me, for the one who is committed amongst them is the reward of 50 of you. 50 of you meaning the Sahaba. Because you find people to help you. إِنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا. You find people to help you to do good deeds. You see, Abu Bakr is here and he is, you know, always first. First to donate. First to fast. First to feed a person. First to go visit a sick person. First to follow a janazah. He's always first. You see, Umar and his... The way he walks inspires fear in the shaitan. When you are surrounded by that people, even if you are a bum, you will be inspired. Okay? إِنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا. You find people to help you and inspire you. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ. But they won't find any inspiration. They won't find any helpers. They'll be by themselves. Left to fend for themselves. So that's why the reward is so much higher. It's like 50 of the Sahaba. Don't misunderstand the hadith, by the way. That doesn't make one of us better than 50 Sahaba. What it is talking about is that the reward of our actions could be equivalent to the reward of 50 Sahaba's actions because of the difficulty that we find ourselves to be in. Because of the negligence that people are in around us. Society at large, our community specific. Our families in particular. Because of that situation, the reward is so much higher for the one who is committed. Think about the girl who wears hijab in school, in university, at the workplace. How tough it is for that particular girl to wear the hijab and wear her faith on her sleeves every single day. It is an infinite amount of stares, an infinite amount of side eyes that she gets, being treated in a manner that is completely inappropriate. These little microaggressions that this lady has to put up with every single day. It's like 1,000 paper cuts. The wound isn't big enough for you to see it, but it's there. It hurts really badly. For that girl who's doing this, in the moment, in the face of such difficulty, you have to understand, sister. لِلْعَامِلِ مِنْهُمْ أَجْرُ خَمْسِينَ مِنْكُمْ. Your devotion is going to get you the reward of 50 Sahaba. The Prophet told us this. These aren't my words. These are the Prophet ﷺ's words. The idea of being committed and devoted when others are not, when society doesn't want you to be religious, when the academic system that we go through wants to remove God from it. To be adhering to the faith and being committed to the faith at that time, this is a big deal. And the Prophet ﷺ set that example by his actions firstly, even in the best generation, and by this example that he gave. Think about the young man who, it's easy for him, everything is easy. Going to the parties, going to the clubs, things are easy. The haram is so easy. It doesn't take much. Yet this young man finds it in himself to say, this is not part of my beliefs. I don't believe this. Even though it's easy, I'm going to stay away from this. The party scene, the drugs, the girls. It's easy, but I'm going to stay away from it and I'm going to do it the right way. And going through with this mindset throughout high school, through university, college, at the workplace, every single day this is a difficult situation that this person encounters, yet he remains committed and devoted. The commitment to this does not waver. لِلْعَامِلِ مِنْهُمْ أَجْرُ خَمْسِينَ مِنْكُمْ. That is a person who is worth the reward of 50 Sahabas. The devotion and the dedication that this takes is like that. So, as we are in tough times, as we feel it's like difficult to practice Islam in one way or the other, just find solace and find inspiration in this, that the Prophet ﷺ told us this. He knew that we'll be in the situation. It moved him to tears. It moved him to tears. And he prayed for us, knowing that we'd be by ourselves trying to fend for ourselves. So be inspired by that and understand that being devoted when others are not is a real virtue. It shows character unlike anything else. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa wala amma ba'd. This narration of Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhuma that I was sharing with you, where he notices the Prophet fasting a lot in the month of Sha'ban, points it out. The Prophet said, well, this is because people are negligent in this month. And I want to be committed when people are negligent, and I would like to be fasting while my deeds are displayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith and this incident shows us, and it's something that we can draw much inspiration from. From that is, the Prophet led by actions, he was a man of actions, and we have to be people of action first and foremost. From that is that the being committed to faith when others are not, when it is not the trend, when you're swimming upstream, it is an act of virtue. It is something to be proud of. It is something that we embrace. We don't run away from. We embrace that because the Prophet told us that this is a situation you find yourselves to be in, and because of the difficulty, your reward is going to be so much higher, like that of 50 Sahaba. Also, something for us to think about, some food for thought here, is that the Prophet ﷺ, his unparalleled excellence. I already spoke about his words, or his actions rather, preceding his words. His inspiration, like he himself, just his personality, his actions, inspiring others, without him even having to say anything. But think about the absolute unparalleled excellence of the Prophet ﷺ. That he is a person who is already forgiven. He knows it. يَغْفِرَ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fath, Surah 48, that your sins are forgiven. In Surah Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Your Lord is going to resurrect you in the highest level of paradise. It's a done deal for him. He had the guarantees. And yet you see the unparalleled, peerless excellence of the Prophet when he comes to worship. That he is committing himself to voluntary fasts, night prayers, charity, like unlike anybody else in the Sahaba. His unparalleled excellence. Just one example. He is saying, I want to be fasting when my deeds are displayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to put his best foot forward in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when he is the absolute best, he is the purest of the people, he personifies excellence, yet when he wants his actions to be displayed in front of Allah, all the guarantees in place, he still wants to be fasting. Like, let me do as much as I can to put the best foot forward here, to show my dedication to my Lord, to show my gratitude to my Lord. It's actually quite hard to explain in words how amazing he was, the Prophet ﷺ. Compare that with our example. And this is something for us, all of us, to kind of hold ourselves individually accountable. That if the salah gets a little longer, we're troubled. If, you know, the khutbah is, you know, not exactly the most enticing, we think about, well, what is the purpose of me coming to Jummah? If something goes a little overtime, we start to get agitated. If the taraweeh is a little longer, complaints start to come in. If the imam reads a little longer, people complain. The imam reads a little shorter, people complain. This constant complaining, constant nitpicking, is a sign of ingratitude. It's not a sign of gratitude. If a person is truly thankful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they express that thankfulness through gratitude. I'm not saying that there isn't legitimate criticism. Please don't misunderstand me. If there's criticism, constructively, by all means. It's always, you know, part and parcel of the faith. Ad-deenun nasiha, like the Prophet said. This is part of the faith. It's got to be done right though, okay? It can't become nagging. Here, you see the Prophet ﷺ being so excellent in every single thing. Why? He tells us, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا Should I not be a thankful, grateful servant to my Lord? Our excellence in worship is not just to, you know, check off small boxes and say, okay, I prayed here, I did this. It's first and foremost to express that we are thankful to Allah for the infinite blessings that He has blessed us with. That has to be our attitude. It has to be the attitude of gratitude. That's what the Prophet ﷺ had. And that's what he lived. That's what he lived. And that's what he tried to inspire others through his action. For us, brothers and sisters, we have to start taking this seriously. Start taking our commitment to our faith seriously. Start taking the blessings that we have for not for granted anymore. The blessing of life, the blessing of Islam, the blessing of peace and comfort that we enjoy. And then you can go on and on and make lists after lists of all the good that you enjoy in your life, and still you will keep realizing there's things you missed. We need to start being thankful for that and expressing that thanks by being committed and devoted to our faith, like our Prophet ﷺ was. That was his sunnah. His sunnah wasn't merely just raising hands while praying or having a beard. Those are parts of the sunnah. That's not all of it. What it is overwhelmingly is being committed, showing gratitude, practicing when others are not, being a person of action, not a person of words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to follow the sunnah of the Prophet and to live it, to live by his inspiration, and to die by his inspiration. In Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fil awwalina wa fil akhirin, salli ala Muhammadin fil mala'il a'la ila yawmiddin, Allahumma ahina ala sunnatihi wa mitna ala millati, wahshurna fi zumratihi wasqina min hawdihi ya rabbil alamin, Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru wa zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha, اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا السلام